Based in Canandaigua, New York, Mercy Flight serves 26 counties and about 3 million people. The group says they haven't had to cancel any flights in advance, but in the time they'll be out of action, they'd usually fly about 7 critically ill patients to various hospitals around the region. Mercy Flight President and CEO Neil Snedeker says the winds will be too strong for them to operate once Sandy hits, and that means patients will have to wait for an ambulance.
Most of the time, from a good portion of the Finger Lakes area, it's usually 20 minutes or less for us to fly a patient into Rochester. Now, with this severe weather and the patient has to go by ground, the patient's probably going to be in the back of the ambulance probably for double that amount of time.
Snedeker says their critical care crews will work with the ambulance services for the duration of the grounding. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.